This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working the third watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers too, and oh yeah, the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers out there, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, I got an additional here coming out of Minnesota. Let's see here. Let me go back here to where I was. It says flash flooding. Flash flooding imminent. Ground is very soft. A lot of farmers are losing their crops. Now, that's not a good-sounding thing. And, of course, that's the big rain that's coming in right now in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and south down to the Iowa border. It's we've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and heavy rain issued for that area. So be careful up there if you're along I-90, I-35, even I-94 at this point. Be careful. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now,
Let me interrupt you. We just had some kind of a huge explosion in Kabul. I don't know how far away from our embassy. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. I don't know if there are any dead, but I do know that there are an estimated 65 injured. And the streets were filled because it happened at 9 a.m. their time.
What was it, in one of those market areas again?
Well, it's hard to tell.
Okay.
Just yet. Just want to put that out there.
So this is Kabul, and this is, say this again?
Yeah, where the Taliban are claiming responsibility. You know, we've got Islamic State and the Taliban there, but... they call it a complex attack which began with a thundering bomb blast heard throughout the city at 9 a.m. when the streets were filled with commuters. An unknown number of attackers then entered a building near the Ministry of Defense Logistics Depot where they exchanged gunfire with police.
Okay, so it was a combination deal. All right, well, it's a shame, and we'll definitely keep our eyes up.
Yeah,
we'll keep our eyes on that one here while we're talking. But anyway, there was a, I'm not sure exactly what kind of report it was, but the Pentagon was talking about some sort of white paper report, I believe that's what they call it, dealing with Russia's aggression in parts of the world. Is that right?
Kind of, sort of. It's actually called a strategic multi-layer assessment, which includes economic competition, influence campaigns, paramilitary actions, cyber intrusions, and political warfare. This was done by the Deputy Director for Global Operations for the Joint Staff. But it does have an interesting disclaimer. It's 167 pages, by the way, so I haven't read the whole thing. I may get to it. But it says the views expressed in this article are those of the author and do not reflect the official policy or position of the Department of Defense or the U.S. government.
Okay.
Although it goes on to say that they're not denying it either. But it has, it should say authors because there are quite a lot of authors to this or contributors. A bunch of them that came from, you know, several different types of agencies, you know, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, the Lexington Institute. I mean, there's a bunch of them.
The ones they call think tanks, right?
That could be used as a good term.
Okay, because I wonder if Heritage is involved in this in any way.
I don't see their name in here.
Okay, because usually they get involved in this stuff all the time. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But that's that report. Now, there's another one here. Antifa, over the weekend, was very busy. And not only did they beat up a conservative reporter, they beat up an elderly person as well. And they attacked these people not once, not twice, but three separate times.
And they were chanting, I think, something like, who does Portland belong to? Portland belongs to us. The streets belong to us or something. They've taken over the streets. Now, the big question is, what's the deal with this mayor of Portland? Senator Ted Cruz has already asked for a full investigation.
Correct.
Of this mayor, and rightly so. Because this is not the first rodeo for Portland. It seems to be a festering condition that, you know, kind of rears its head every once in a while. But they did hurt this reporter significantly. He's been doing some constant reporting in a fearless form, but this time I think they took it a little bit too far, so there's a GoFundMe page for him, for this reporter. I think it certainly ought to be classified as a domestic terrorist group.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd be sending some other people to Portland to be asking some hard questions there. And furthermore, where's the governor?
Yeah. Where is the governor? And by the way, is that a woman governor up there? All right, I'll have to find out in the break. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And we'll be right back with more. A little Proud Mary taking you to the break. Okay, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, better known as USCCA. Now, there is a big old logo link on my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Center of the page, click on that link, go over and try your luck at winning the free gun a day giveaway. It's a drop down screen that's right there. You click on it for the free gun a day giveaway, and every day at midnight the gun changes over to something totally different. So good luck with that, number one. And while you're there, take a look at the three levels of membership that you can join under. Now you join and you can get $474 worth of free stuff, which includes not only some great gear from USCCA, but also a lot of different training material and the award-winning magazine from USCCA, the Concealed Carry Magazine, which has received awards now the last 3 years in a row. And you'll get discounts in there for things like guns and ammunition and camping and fishing and hunting and RVing. I mean, you got all sorts of stuff in there. So take a look at it. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link and take a shot at winning that free gun. And good luck. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. President Trump and Little Kim had a lot to try to settle here, if you will. There's a lot riding on this because obviously the talks went south. There were reports of him taking out his ambassador or whatever the heck the guy was, representative, and killing him and killing the members of his staff because he wasn't happy with the way it was handled in Vietnam and all that, I guess, actually happened, right?
Well, I think some of that had to be retracted, as I was trying to think of that same thing earlier. Somebody said that the head of the talks had been killed, and apparently he showed up someplace else, so that was probably not accurate.
In another part of the world.
The lady that was the translator, she was supposed to have been sent off to some, you know, work camp prison thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. So that whole thing, we might have to revisit. I'm not sure that happened. But anyway.
Right.
Now let's not forget that, you know, the last round of formal talks, Trump essentially walked out. You know, we've been asking North Korea for a handful of things, most of which is their inventory. They will refuse to give us their inventory, you know, to stop their nuclear program. Apparently they did some suspending of some enrichment, and they blew up one particular facility. But remember, too, we thought that was probably an old facility. It was not worth keeping around anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this tells us that Trump is serious. He's trying to launch a third set of negotiation series, and, you know, he's reaching out. Now, what's everybody really saying about it? Well, the left is not very pleased. They're saying that, you know, he's embracing dictators and tyrants and killers and so forth and so on. Well, the United States presidents have kind of a history of doing that. Not because they want to, but that's just, you know, who we have to deal with sometimes. I mean, you know, Putin has killed an awful lot of journalists. Let's not forget that either.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that this discussion that Trump had with Kim, it was reported for 40 minutes, somebody else reported it for an hour, but whatever it is, I think it was a situation, was like, look, dude, we got to get somewhere, and I'm here extending, you know, some kind of a kindly branch, an open hand, like, let's get on with this thing, because you've got some, you know, some opportunities that you've left on the table that the United States is offering you. So we shall see where this goes. It was remarkable that he is the only sitting president that has ever stepped foot in North Korea, as much as it was like 3 or 4 feet. Other presidents have been to North Korea, but that was post their presidency.
I have an interesting headline that was just sent to me. It's actually an article from PowderedWigSociety.com. You ever heard of them?
I don't think so.
Quote, Kamala Harris is not eligible to serve as president. She's not a natural-born citizen. Neither of her parents were American. But who cares, right?
Well, she was born in the United States. We don't know when her parents became citizens. Her mother and father divorced fairly early on. I think when she has a sister, but I think Kamala was about 6 years old when they divorced, and then the mother moved the two girls to Canada. And they finished their education there, and then the mother came back. The father stayed in, I think he's a professor someplace.
Okay, I don't know. This is familiar. This is familiar. Something else. There's got to be a little bit more research done here than just what this is. But it's out there right now. So apparently, that's going to be the next thing that we're going to hear about.
Yeah, I've already seen that kind of out there already.
Well, gosh, strange things are going on here, aren't they? But anyway, I'm talking to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, as we talk to her during the week at this time on the program. The other thing that's going on here is China and President Xi and our President Donald Trump. The headline right now changed over the past 30 minutes or so at Fox News and says they're nearing a deal, China and the U.S.
Nah, I wouldn't say nearing a deal. We're essentially restarting talks, if you will. The big sticking point is not only obviously the tariffs, but the bigger issue is Huawei. The United States, you know, our Congress has been getting briefings on Huawei being a technological espionage operation in the United States for years and years and years and years. And it's only gotten worse. So remember, I think it was not too long ago that the military, maybe it was just the Army, came out and said, we're not buying their stuff anymore. If it's got Huawei anything in it, we're not buying it.
Mm-hmm.
And several other companies were trying to do the same thing. But we've got some corporations that want to do business with Huawei.
Yep.
It's a bad thing. We can't remember that woman who was president or chairman of Huawei that was arrested up there in, Vancouver?
Yep.
And we have her detained, and the fact that we're trying to move her to the United States because they were doing some things that were out finessing and violating sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things in play, but the sticking point is our relationship that I think the Trump White House is trying to build with Taiwan, who the president of Taiwan, by the way, is, I think, coming to the United States next month. They don't like that. The fact that we have this Huawei thing. And then the tariffs. So are we ever going to have a deal with China? I don't, not in the garden variety sense anytime soon, I don't think. And quite frankly, I don't care if we do or not, but that's just a personal editorial.
Now, there was a judge that ordered doctors to be allowed into the migrant detention facilities to check on the folks that were in there to make sure that they were okay health-wise. They weren't just taking the government's word for it.
I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they find that, you know, the sources, resources, the medical resources and any other kind of, you know, daily resources like toothpaste and whatnot, it's, you know, a problem, I almost want to say good, because that will then tell Congress, it's not Trump's fault. He asked for the money months ago. Remember when he walked out of the meeting with Chuck and Nancy, said,
yep,
he's going to give us this money, and they went, no?
Yep.
And he said, well, they don't have anything yet. He was asking for this. We have got issues. One, if you don't help stop, we're going to have this volume of these people. We don't have the space for it, much less providing them toothpaste and, you know,
mm-hmm,
you know, blankets, and some health conditions. And so they really have nobody to blame but themselves, which is, I think, one of the reasons that Pelosi essentially caved last week.
All right. I don't think we're running out of time, so we can't mention that last thing you just sent me. But we'll get into that probably tomorrow, because somebody will probably raise that up. But anyway, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Denise Simon, we appreciate her very much, and we thank her for calling in. I do have some news here to report coming out of Syria, and we will report it during the next military segment coming right up right after all of these messages you're about to hear. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
History was made on the Korean Peninsula as President Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to step foot on North Korean soil. The president walked alone up to the raised curb between the North and the South as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made his way to the border. The president explains what happened.
I said, would you like me to come across? He said, I would be so honored.
After posing for pictures in the north, they both crossed back into South Korea, where they met in private for about 50 minutes. After that, the president said he and Kim agreed to restart talks about denuclearization at the staff level.
We're not looking for speed. We're looking to get it right. What's going to happen is over the next 2 or 3 weeks, the teams are going to start working to see whether or not they can do something.
Presidential hopeful former Vice President Joe Biden says the president coddles dictators. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the other one right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And for more about the National Aviation Academy, here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls. I know more and more of you young people are not headed straight off to college after you graduated from high school. Some of you go in the military, some of you don't, some of you sit at home, don't know what you're going to do. Some of you may have gone to technical schools to learn a trade, but in most cases, you're just going to sit back and wait and see what the future brings and maybe take a little time off and maybe hold down a job somewhere, maybe not. But how would you like the opportunity to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat? Now, it's 14 months of education, 14 months of training, but the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, can fill that void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. So, check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu.
NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. You'd be treated like a king. All right, now, breaking news. First of all, Kabul, Afghanistan, a major explosion has taken place just outside Kabul, and we've got at least 60 people injured. There are deaths. We don't know how many. Then a gunfight erupted inside one of the ministry buildings. I'm not sure if all the attackers have been killed or not, but the Taliban is claiming responsibility for this, so that's what's going on this morning in Afghanistan. This coming after the NATO president certified and said that they were going to stay there until the job was done. They were not going to go anywhere until the job was done in Afghanistan. Now, also, here's a report coming from Inherent Resolve, which is the operation going on inside Syria. Coalition forces are providing security while the SDF, that's the Syrian Defense Force, perform a live fire training exercise near Deir az-Zor in Syria. Now, the coalition will continue to work with the SDF partners and assist them in building their own capabilities to ensure the fact that they can take care of themselves with the defeat of ISIS in that area. Also, here's another story before I get into the military news from Venezuela. Venezuelan thugs working for the president, Maduro, beat up one of their Navy captains who was against Maduro, came out against Maduro, and he was brought to court. The judge then ordered the man to be taken to the hospital after he was brought in, beaten up very badly for care, and he died there a few hours later the same day. This is Maduro, and this is his way of saying thank you very much for people that are turning against him. This was a Navy captain, and I'm sure they don't have a lot of them there. All right. Well, a military police officer was suspended this week following an exchange outside of Fort Sill, Oklahoma, with a Japanese-American World War II internment camp survivor and several other survivors who were protesting the upcoming use of the Army base as a temporary housing facility for migrant children. As he personally roughed up a bunch of these World War II survivors, they had to be elderly people, and he's been suspended, and it's no wonder. It's no wonder. By the way, two soldiers who died last week by suicide along the Mexican border in Pima County, they're being they've apparently died of self-inflicted gunshot wounds. However, this happened in an area where there's heavy drug cartel usage of the area, of the trails in the area, and these National Guardsmen, both of these were National Guardsmen, were in that area. Kind of hard to believe that they both committed suicide within yards of each other. But anyway, it is what it is. Also, the military in Germany is sweatier than ever as record high temperatures bake the base offices and homes, most of which do not have air conditioning. Wow. Even as summer scorchers become more frequent in Germany. Holy smokes. Anyway, we'll see how long that lasts over there. Good God. I'm sure that's going to change very quickly. Now, the Navy, the commander of the Naval Air Force Atlantic, Rear Admiral Roy Kelly, has notified Navy leadership and the numbered fleets that the aviation community is considering not scheduling any additional flyovers until the next fiscal year, reducing the flight hours in the fourth quarter of the fiscal year, reducing the operations of expeditionary detachments of helicopter maritime strike squadrons and helicopter sea combat squadrons, and possibly shutting down an air wing also. By the way, the Coast Guard, a House panel, has now approved a measure to pay the Coast Guard during government shutdowns. That's a good thing. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee approved a measure by voice vote Wednesday that reauthorized the Coast Guard until 2021 to pay all their members on time or in the event of a government shutdown. Thank goodness for that. About damn time. And the Air Force says that there's no pause in drone operations amid the Iranian tension. Iran's downing of a U.S. surveillance drone has not slowed down the U.S. Air Force's flight operations in the Middle East. And the Air Force is rolling out the medical reform model, which will stand up to the provider care teams and align them with operational medical readiness squadrons in an effort to improve airmen's deployability, according to the Air Force Surgeon General. Also, the president is loosening the barriers for graduates of the service academies to play pro sports. We'll see how that all works out here. As many athletes that have been in the military, they still have to go do their 8 years of military service, but they can forego it for a professional military sports career and then have to do what they have to do after they get done with their professional sports career. So we'll see how that works out. Also, will Marine Raiders leave California to consolidate on the East Coast is the question being asked by many. Now, the force is preparing for the future battlefield against more sophisticated adversaries, most of which are in the Middle East, so it would make more sense for them to be on the East Coast. We'll see. We'll see. And as the Marine Corps prepares to wrap up their first deployment of its innovative mobile counter-drone system to the Middle East, the service is rushing ahead to put lasers on a ground vehicle with an eye to shooting down the drones. We'll see how that all works out. By the way, Israel's largest defense company is moving slowly towards becoming an IPO. The company completed at the start of last year a major business and corporate restructuring, consolidating three divisions and another business enterprise into a single division and rolling out a new strategy to enable growth. Also, three companies have been awarded $1.8 billion to support Navy shipbuilding programs. Three companies, BAE System Technology Solutions and Services, Inc., Serco, and Scientific Research Corporation, have been awarded combined contracts by the U.S. Navy worth up to $1.8 billion to support the branch's shipbuilding programs, including communications and computer systems on board many of the vessels. And veterans now have a new ally to help treat PTSD in Florida's colleges and universities. The new legislation that was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis last week offers alternative treatments such as equine therapy, music therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and accelerated resolution therapy, a form of psychotherapy. We'll see how that all works out. Alrighty, coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, as we go to break with the low rider. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box at GMC. Now with a tricked out peep, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right.
you. That's Lila Martin up there in the northern part of the U.S. of A., probably trucking along the Alcan Highway and back and forth across the northern part of the U.S., which is what he likes to do with that big old double drop stretch deck that he's got up there. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the local pilot in Flying J truck stop near you. And by the way, let's get right to the chase here because we do have some severe weather. And George is telling me up in Burnsville, Minnesota, that he had to drive through 2 foot of water tonight to get to work. And I got you on that one, George, and I can also see why right now, because there are flash flood warnings up from Marshall, Minnesota, to the west, over towards the east, and just a little bit south of Minnesota, over towards Mankato. And you've also got flash flood watches, not warnings, but watches up all through the Twin Cities area, south of the river and down towards the Iowa line right now. Now, Albert Lea, Minnesota is one of the areas that's involved here. You've also got Rochester, Minnesota involved in this, Red Wing, Minnesota, Eau Claire over in Wisconsin. So this rain and the flooding is just moving right along in as far as Minnesota and southern Minnesota from Minneapolis south over to the western part of Wisconsin, just west of Madison, and on down into the northeastern part of Iowa, to include the Quad Cities. Now we're down to the Quad Cities with these flash flood watches and or warnings. Now here's the deal with the weather, folks. Excessive heat will build across the southeast and middle Atlantic for much of the upcoming week, including the 4th of July. Heat indexes may top 110 degrees in some locations for several days. Thunderstorms and locally heavy rain will be common the next few days for the northern high plains into the western Midwest. And I will tell you right now that in the great state of Florida, especially in the area that we're in right here, Tampa Bay, you're going to have at least 3 days, maybe four, of heat index temperatures between 100 and 105. Going to be warmer inland, going to be warmer down south, going to be warmer up into Georgia, as you well know. Augusta, Georgia will not be the place to be. Right now it's going to be hotter than a firecracker up there. And also moving across Alabama and into Mississippi, Louisiana, parts there, and Arkansas, there'll be some very, very warm temperatures for the next several days. Now, taking a look at the weather as it stands right now, if you're out in Colorado, cooler temperatures prevail. Guess what? That means rain. They've got rain showers in the mountains west of Denver, all the way down to Pueblo, and west over to the eastern part of Utah tonight. And showers there in the higher mountain ranges in eastern Utah. That means I-70 going from Denver over to Grand Junction over into Utah. You'll have rain once you get up on top pretty much all the way. But it is lighter showers. It's not the heavier rain we've been telling you about. And then out there on I-80, between Reno and Winnemucca, you're going to have a stretch of rain out there as well, so be prepared for that. The southern central part of South Dakota tonight along I-90, you've got some rain there, so be prepared for that. And there is some fog tonight to report along the Gulf of Mexico, right around, starting right around Mississippi, about halfway across Mississippi on I-10, and then right down into New Orleans, but it's not... it's kind of patchy down that way. So my listeners listening to me tonight in New Orleans, you're going to see it, and now you're not going to see it. You know, it's one of those deals where right now it's patchy, to say the least. And up in the northeastern part of the U.S., you've got some patchy fog along the New Jersey Turnpike going up into New York City. But it's not all that bad at the present time. However, that's all subject to change, as you well know. Now, the president has had a whale of a weekend. He went to Japan for the G20. He met with President Xi from China. They came very close to a deal.
the president said that he's going to back off putting the sanctions on China until they can see about the trade truce that he and the Chinese president are talking about. He said all of that in an interview with Tucker Carlson from Fox News. So there's some positives coming there. But then he made history early yesterday morning when he went to Korea to the DMZ along the North Korean South Korean border and met with North Korean President Kim Jong-un. He walked a few steps across the border into North Korea, and Kim Jong-un walked a few steps across the border into South Korea, and that was a historical event. Now, that laid the groundwork, we think, for another conference between Kim Jong-un and President Trump, which we'll be finding out about soon, because the factors involved, we're still talking about that. So we'll see. The principles involved, we're still getting that all arranged, as is the discussion with China and the United States. Now, these are monumental things that are going on here right now, and I'm telling you, it might be a risky gamble meeting with Kim, but if any progress is made at all, it won't be a gamble. It'll be a brilliant piece of strategy. Think about that. A brilliant piece of strategy. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, the president is also very, 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 and by the way, he's on the way back here to the United States. I'm not sure when he lands. But the president also is about to sign the defense bill and the border bill. And the border bill for the money that was needed. And there you go. And so I got your message. We'll have a special guest. Special guest, 4th of July, 4:05, and we'll tell you all about who that's going to be probably Wednesday. All right, I got you there, Sue. Thank you very much. Now, again, a couple of things that we need to tell you about. This is breaking news that happened in the last hour. A big-time explosion happened in Kabul, Afghanistan. Over 60 people so far have been injured. There are deaths reported. That's all we know. Plus a gunfight erupted shortly thereafter in one of the ministry buildings. Don't know what's happened to the gunmen. These were Taliban. Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. And again, we have the initial report. We don't have the whole report, so we'll just have to wait until we find out more. And the other thing that's going on right now is there's a live fire training exercise going on with the Syrian Defense Forces, and that is taking place there under the watchful eye of NATO forces, coalition forces, that are seeing to it that nobody bothers them or gets anywhere near them. So there you go. Now, again, this was near the U.S. Embassy where this explosion happened. I'm getting a few more reports here. I'll check on it. And when we come back after the top of the hour, I'll let you know more. Frank Silvato coming in, New Media Journal. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.